1027 Breakfast.
It's Thursday morning, and Thursday morning means that Reverend Shona comes in to give us some words of wisdom and have a quick chat with us. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am... Well, I'm wonderful, actually. It's Thursday. You know I love Thursdays.
I know you love Thursdays, and I hope you're recovering from your golf shot.
Well, listen, I have to say that I've followed it up with 97 other wonderful shots.
Very good.
Most of them.
Most of them.
What are we talking about today?
Today I want to suggest that maybe we've forgotten the healing power of soul conversations.
Yes.
Now, I wonder if you've ever thought about how many words are spoken in the world at any one time.
Sure.
Wow.
At this moment, right now.
Billions.
Loving words, kind words, harsh words, final words as people pass from this life to the next.
Mm.
Some making a final decision, I'm leaving. Imagine all the different languages being spoken. And some of those words will be profound. Others may change the course of history, declaring war on another country. One I hope that happens sometime soon, a breakthrough in a vaccine for cancer.
Mm.
Now let's move on to all the words in our world, in our lives. Think this morning, Bunny, Simon. Parky, how many words have you spoken this morning?
Lots.
Lots and lots.
None of them coherent, really.
Well, very funny words. I've had a good laugh this morning. Parky, when you left this morning, I hope you said to your wife, I love you.
I sort of whispered it. She was asleep.
Yes, that's okay. And Scarlett, you're beautiful. I hope that's what you said to Scarlett this morning. Maybe you've heard words, you're in remission. People love that. All these words are coming at us from every angle. Some will be profound, some will make us laugh, some make a deep impact. Some are just noise, some are superficial. I know that when I ask around a table how everyone's feeling, everyone says fine or good at a church meeting. Superficial words. Not all the words coming at us are spoken. If you drive around their billboards shouting at us, I have ads on Facebook, buy this, do that, do chair yoga. It's one that pops up all the time on my feed. Maybe I need to start doing it. But what if we decided today... And today isn't going to come again. What if we decided today that, and every day going forward, we would have at least one soul conversation, a meaningful conversation, actually sharing and listening, going deeper, stilling all those other voices and the noise, and truly giving time to the person in front of us. Perhaps your better half, your spouse, maybe it's your partner, your child, your parents. I know elderly parents crave conversations with us because their circle has shrunk. My mom, for the last few months of her life, was just a few blocks down from me. And she used to sit and watch the gate, waiting for me.
Wow.
And fortunately, I could go several times a day. So how about if today we make time to really listen and really share, be vulnerable, open up, just once today. And I think you will be surprised at how things start shifting in your life, in your emotions when you make the effort to listen and share. In my experience, it brings healing. Healing to us and healing to others. So is there someone you need to listen to today?
I love it, Bunny.
Absolutely. I said I love you to Gem and Mal when I left.
I'm very pleased to hear that.
And she said good morning to her gym instructor when she arrived there as well. And then
even
the hard work.
4 in the morning.
Yeah. 3:30.
Oh, 3:30. My word.
Shona, thank you very much for coming in. Of course, Reverend Shona back on Sunday, 6 through to 6:30. And if you'd like to catch more right now, you can go to our social media pages because there's a post there as well.
Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Fly Airlink. Connecting Southern Africa.